You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Okay, you guys, my husband and I are getting ready to celebrate the 15th anniversary of when we met. And we're kind of dorks about our anniversary and we love surprising each other. And so I'm really glad to have a place like Macy's where I can find something for the man who has everything. So if you're looking for your partner or your best friend or someone that you care very much about, like me, you're in luck because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. You're going to get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping when you spend $25. It's April 25th through May 5th at Macy's.com and in-store. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required. Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens.
Forever.
We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens,
you could
drama
be queens. Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama queens, drama queens.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and all of our friends at home. We are back for another special Q&A episode. Thank you all so much for sending in your questions. These are so fun to open.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it feels like getting past notes in class. Remember, we would have to, what was that little thing that you would fold and then, you know, flip back and forth to figure out?
Yeah, the little square thingy.
You had to answer all the questions.
I love notes.
Your
passing
house.
Notes.
Yeah.
You had to pick
do
your house.
Do kids even still do this? Oh, MASH.
Car.
Yep.
MASH. That's what it was.
MASH. Yeah. God, that was fun.
I like these questions.
It's kind of like,
feels like that.
Yeah, it's like we're playing MASH with all you guys. You guys, I actually really love this question because we talked about this today. Loma asks, as you've reached season 3 in your rewatch, have you guys started to skip the opening credits or do you still watch and sing along each time?
I don't watch the opening credits of any show.
Y'all, we skip.
We skip.
We skip.
When we watched the first episode of season 3, we actually missed the skip intro button. And we had to watch the intro. We did sing a little, but
we did.
We,
I think for posterity's sake, we did.
Yeah. We made some lemonade.
Okay. Hold on a second. Right. I do love our intro song, but have you guys heard this thing on TikTok? This girl singing our theme song, but with different lyrics?
No.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
What is it?
I'm going to have to play this.
It is so immature and I love it. And I've had people send it to me so many times. Hold on. I gotta just bear with me for a moment. Okay. Saw this and thought it was pretty funny. Okay, hold on. I gotta make sure my phone volume is up now. God, I feel like a grandma. Okay. I don't wanna be crying if you can envision it better than she.
I can't hear what they're saying.
She's saying, I don't want to be crying and puking and pissing and shitting. And I lost it. Okay. I'm sending this to you two right
great.
Now. I'm sending this great. To the both of you right now. But I just love that people know. They know. They're like, Hillary's going to love this. So now whenever I hear a theme song, this is what I think of.
That's what you think of. I love that.
Okay, fine.
From Michaela, if you could choose one character from One Tree Hill to do a spinoff, who would it be and why?
Ooh.
There's a lot of, my God, we had so many great characters who would have had a fun spinoff.
I have my answer.
I don't know. Oh, go. Oh. Tell me.
Prequel. Ellie Harp, Mick Wolf, on tour.
Yes.
Sexy time. Mid 80s.
Yep, that's it. Done.
Cosign.
There's no
I'm
other
ready
answer.
For it.
That's it.
Yep.
That's what I want to see. That would be so fun, actually. I love prequels.
And
I love
also,
a good prequel.
Like, a great era. Like them like out on the road, playing music, being sexy. She gets pregnant. He's just a degenerate and he doesn't help her. And she's like, I'm on drugs, you know. Moody,
I would love
man.
It.
I'd love to see all the parents in that era.
Kevin Kilner.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I would also just love a good 80s drama. I want more of that. Like that episode of Black Mirror, San Junipero, which was like 80s, but also futuristic and time jumpy and crazy. I want a whole series of that.
Yeah. That was a really good episode.
It was really good.
We have a question from Jess. Jess wants to know, what cast members had the best dinners after work and what were their go-to dishes?
Nah.
We weren't old enough to cook yet.
No, we could order.
Yeah, I don't know that we were at dinner party age, but we haunted Deluxe and Circa.
Those two places, man, the Beef Wellington at Circa, I was obsessed with.
I would get the filet with crab. Remember they would like, that was so fancy, they put crab on it.
This probably came out of a jar. No, I'm sure it didn't. Deluxe had a good steak. They had a good fish. They always, I loved going there. That was what we did though. We didn't really like throw. I mean, I would attempt to cook sometimes.
Girl, we worked 18 hours a day.
Yeah, that was tough. It wasn't, that's kind of the last thing you want to do. after you work a long day is go home and cook something. As much as I would love to be Audrey Hepburn, who makes, you know, 50 pounds of spaghetti for an entire crew full of people, I was exhausted. I couldn't do it.
You know what I would do? What? When I lived above Firebelly, when we first started Joy, I would just stock my fridge with liquor. And I was not a drinker, so I didn't know like what you're supposed to drink at different hours. And so I was drinking Bloody Marys at like 11 o'clock at night. And like, who wants a Bloody Mary?
So cute.
And everyone was like, a Bloody Mary is like a meal, sort of.
Bloody Mary is like that is just an airport drink. I don't know what else you use that for.
I love them.
On a brunch
apparently,
day, I guess.
Yeah, I can drink them at 11 o'clock at night. No, I feel like Sophia threw a couple parties that were great, and she always had like charcuterie. Like, Soph's real good at like,
oh yeah,
you
cheese
know,
plate,
putting a board together.
Yeah, that takes time and talent. You got to learn how to find the right things. And yeah, she's definitely one of those people who knows how to just whip it right out.
Got
to
mix the colors up, all that kind of stuff.
You know what I love is that quince paste. I discovered that in Wilmington. It's a little, you'll see it in cheese shops. It comes in usually in a square jar or thing.
Yeah,
and it's like a pink, looks like pink gelatin, but it's quince jam basically, but it's thicker than jam. It's between a gelatin and a jam, but it's not like Jell-O. It's harder. I don't know. It's quince paste. It's paste, but it's made out of quince
paste.
And it's yummy on crackers and cheese.
You know what we had in Wilmington that was a first time experience that I loved is that our crew members would have oyster roasts. And I had never been to one of those. And I always felt like a big dummy because I was like, I don't know what to do. But they would have like big fire pits with a big grate and they would put all the oysters on there and then they, you know, pop open when they're ready to go. That was cool. That was a cool cultural thing to get into.
So fun. There's so many things about living in the South that I just adored.
Okay. Let's see. Jing asks,
What was the
best lesson? Were we about to ask the same question?
Yeah.
You
isn't
and
that
I
funny?
Are both drawn to the same question. Jinx.
Yeah.
They ask, what was the best lesson you learned from your experience on the set of One Tree Hill?
Oh, so many things. Oh my gosh. Mm. I think a lot of the lessons that we learned were just set behavior and, you know, hanging up your wardrobe when you're done at the end of the day in your trailer so they don't have to follow you around and look for your socks and, you know, where'd she throw the shirt and being there on time, how to behave, even the little things like don't stand behind the camera. If you are behind the camera, don't move around. Don't watch the person who's performing. There's so many technical things that are it's an invaluable lesson to be able to be on a show for that long and learn all these little things so that when you move on to other jobs, they know that you're a pro. They know you can just pick right up where everybody else is.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor. All that stuff that you said, Joy, is a metaphor for understanding that there's always someone there earlier than you. And there's always someone there later than you. And if you move through the world understanding that other people are working harder than you, it makes you respect everyone around you, regardless of like what profession you work in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it really boils down to courtesy and respect. And professionalism, set a bar. You know, one of the things I love about all of us is the best of our experiences on this show taught us to be good producers and good team players. And we set a standard of excellence. And that is meant to, you know, motivate and challenge us and those around us. It lets everybody know they're going to be respected in a space. And I love that. Like, I want to set a high bar. And then I want to learn stuff I don't know every day when I strive to hit it.
Yeah. And showing up curious and and humble, I think, is a really big deal as a professional in this industry.
Yeah, agree. What a question.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new Asset Library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked. Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same, big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama. You guys, I am spread so thin and I am in my car 90% of the day shuttling children. So when I am parked in the pickup line and I can get my grocery shopping done, it is the greatest treat in the world. And that is why I am obsessed with Thrive Market.
Absolutely. Because the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch while you're killing time in the parking lot, wherever you are? That's where Thrive Market comes in for me. It's the no junk food, healthy grocery store that we love, that your kids love. It's great.
That's it, baby. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver.
And I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. See, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. And then you can use their on-site filters to suit whatever your lifestyle needs are.
Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
All right, you guys know that I have been wearing Skims for a while now. I've bragged about it. Just recently, I tried another one of their T-shirts. Now, it's the best fitting T-shirt I have ever worn. And that's because Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I get dressed every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning because the second I leave the house to take the kids to school, I'm in meetings, I'm doing Zooms, I'm driving all over the town, I'm going to Home Depot to get stuff for my yard. You know, like I'm constantly on the go. And so I want to be comfortable, but I also don't want to look like a bum. And these T-shirts are the perfect fix, you guys. They look great, they fit great, and they feel great. So shop the Skims T-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small, all the way up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Caitlin asks, do you have any outfits from the show that you kept? I've got some shirts.
Oh, you know what I have? What do you got? Do you know what I sleep in? That, remember when we went to Honeygrove and we were on the bus? There's a long sleeve t-shirt. What the hell is the band? Is it like a Led Zeppelin shirt or something? I don't know. I sleep in it like once a week. And I forget that it was on the show. But it's got like holes and shit in it now. But yeah, it was really super soft. I wanted it.
Oh, I love that.
I kept a lot of stuff, but not like, I don't know if I still have any.
Oh, I do.
You do, yeah.
No, Sophia has a whole closet. So she has a storage unit somewhere.
I've got two bins. I have two bins. Yeah, I've got two bins of One Tree Hill stuff in the valley. I have my cute little vintage paillette dress, also from Honeygrove. I have...
You kept that?
I don't remember. Oh, yeah. I took stuff like at the very end.
Cool.
I've got like when Brooke had that crazy storyline, I guess it would have been like season 6 with Creepy Xavier.
Yeah, when you got beat up by that dude.
Yeah, I was wearing this like cool sort of metallic striped sweater in the parking garage. But because I had to get thrown on the ground so many times, they bought a bunch of them. So I have like three of them because I think I intended on like doing a giveaway at one of our first conventions, but then I couldn't come because I was stuck in Chicago. So I just like have these sweaters I've never given anyone.
That's funny.
And I have Brooke's like photo album that she goes through on her birthday. I have just like a bunch of little cute things.
I have the white shirt that I wore in the last episode on the beach. You know, that great outfit of Haley on
the best outfit ever.
Yeah, the best outfit ever. That
I wish
shirt,
you had that whole outfit.
I know, but that white shirt was actually mine. And I remember bringing it in.
No way.
Because I did a fitting and nothing that they had, I just didn't like any of it. And I was like, I was trying to explain what I wanted. And I think they had brought in a bunch of like white tanks, but they were kind of that thick ribbed material. Yeah. And I was like, oh, hang on a sec. And either it was in my car, or I went home and got it or something, but I brought that in and I was like, let's just throw a bra under this and do this. And so we kind of put it all together. But I mean, that was
so
my personal
best outfit ever. I love that were the one that was like, this is how we're going to orchestrate this.
I love that.
Jenny wants to know, out of all the Tree Hill parents, who offered the best advice? Everybody gave great advice, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, Moira, for me, I've already talked about how she was like, run, when she got really bad for me.
That's right.
And I liked that she was giving advice to me, not to, it wasn't Karen giving advice to Peyton Sawyer.
it was like, hey, I care about you. I don't care about the job. Like,
yeah,
you know, we were lucky that we had those people. Paul was that way too.
Paul was always looking out for us, always, you know, looking to help out. And I do love that about him, that he's, you know, he's rough around the edges. And that's kind of part of the charm too, is that he just will say what he's thinking. Whatever. He'll say it. And sometimes it, you know, it's a little like, oh God, your bedside manner could use a little, you know, like it's, that was kind of like, ow. But it doesn't make it untrue. It just, you know, and you know, you got to earn a tougher skin sometimes. But I could always count on him to say the truth of what the situation was. And there are many times when he knows exactly how to couch things and, you know, wait and kind of pull you aside or whatever. So that was really great. Barbara was also a wonderful person to talk to. I mean, Barbara was there when I had to put my cat down. I called her because I didn't have a mom, you know, presence there in Wilmington at all. And
yeah,
so she was, I was like, I called her and she came over and sat with me when the vet came over. And she was always somebody that I could just go and just snuggle with. And I don't know, I just felt like she was looking out for all of us big time.
You know, Barbara is one of the first people that knew I was pregnant.
She is.
With Gus. Because when she was pregnant with Olivia, she had to go get her amnio done. And she asked me to drive her and to go with her to that appointment. And so I felt so honored. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. Like, okay, yeah. And that was in my last season on the show. And so I went with her to this baby doctor. And I knew it was like super high tech and like fancy, but I didn't know anything else outside of that. It was just like, Barbara's going to the best doctor in Wilmington. So when I got pregnant, I sent her an email and I was like, hey, remember that doctor that we went to when you were having a baby? Like, if I had a friend who was having a baby, what was that doctor's name? And she's like, well, you can tell your friend that was, you know, and like gave me the information. Aww. And was so cool and kind of coy about it. You're right. Like Barb, to me, Barb was always more like big sister energy than parent energy.
Majorly.
Yeah, she's a cool girl.
Yeah, she's got a lot on her plate all the time, but she's one of those people that I feel like I could always call her no matter what. Mm-hmm. If I haven't talked to her in 2-3 years, I could still just pick up the phone and be like, Babs, I need you. And she's right there.
Do you remember when we announced to the cast that we were doing this podcast and she was the first person that wrote back and was like, hooray, I can't wait.
Flooded our text box, our Instagrams, everything. Just, I'm so, so excited for you girls. Way to go. So proud of you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to call her right now. I love her. Thank you, Jenny, for reminding me how much I love Barbara Allen Woods. Clara wants to know what's the shooting locations, if the shooting locations are real locations or on the stage. So many.
Oh, yeah. Like Peyton's room, Haley and Nathan's apartment, Karen's cafe. Well, this is a good question. So Karen's cafe is a real location. It is a storefront on the corner of Front and Grace Streets in Wilmington. And I mean, God, we rented that for 9 years. We just, I guess we leased it.
Wild.
How crazy.
Yeah.
But then Peyton's room and Haley and Nathan's apartment, we built those on stages.
But Peyton's room was tied into a very real house.
Yes.
Peyton's house and Haley's house, the exteriors are right across the street from each other. And everything in Peyton's house had to match what was on the stage. So like the stairs had to be the same. The hallway had to be the same.
Yeah.
Especially when we got into later seasons where I was like, you know, where we were fighting Psycho Derek. You had to be able to go from doing a scene in the house to 3 days later shooting the same exact sequence, but the second half of it on the stage bedroom, which could get super confusing. But what I will say is that the guy who lives in Peyton's house, we just watched an episode where Peyton is like screaming at her dad and they're like flying out of the back door. They had just had a baby and we, like, this baby needed to nap and we're like slamming doors and stuff. And I'm so apologetic. And his in-laws were over. So every time I would have to be like, God, Dad, you're like the worst, and slam the doors and run in the house. His whole family was sitting in the kitchen because they were all there to see the new baby.
Oh, my God.
And I'd have to be like, hi, guys. Hey guys. Like, so the duality of like playing house with people and then screaming. That's the best part about shooting on a real location. It's real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels real. It actually helps. I love the feeling of being in a real space because it helps me connect because it's real. You know, a set is always going to feel like a set.
Yeah.
And you can find your way into the reality of the moment, but it does help to have a very actual real space around you. For me, it does.
Yeah, me too. It really helps you suspend your disbelief.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for sending these in. Keep them coming because I like doing these.
Yeah, what a blast. Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time. We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens.
Forever.
We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you can sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut. And I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort. Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first minibar delivery order with code IHEART. Get minibar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.